Good morning, guys. What's up? First of all, why do I always say good morning? It's not even morning. It's like 11, it's 10:50 in the night. And I always start off my podcast by saying morning, and when you guys hear it's gonna be afternoon because it always comes out at 12. But whatever. Hi guys, what's up? I'm Skylar, if you didn't know. I'm 14, and welcome to Exhale with Skylar Taisha. So basically, this podcast is coming to an end slowly but surely. This may be the last episode. I know I said that it wasn't gonna be, but I have way too much ideas for season 2, season 3, and season 4. And if I don't find like 5 or 2 more ideas for this season to make it 10 episodes instead of 8, unfortunately, this is going to be the last episode until season 2 comes out, which is going to be in 2 weeks because I'm not gonna make you guys wait so long for season 2 to come out. Maybe I'll have technical difficulties or whatever I'll need to get sorted through, but you can go and follow me on Instagram and my YouTube channel for all the updates that you need, or just send me in messages at Skylar Taisha on everything for any updates, because I have not made a podcast page yet because I feel like it's weird trying to manage it for right now, and I don't have a managing team or anything. So right now, that is not the greatest thing at the moment. Anyway, so I've been going to school for about 3 weeks. And no, three weeks? Wait, what's today's date? September 21st. Oh yeah, I think so. I think so. Wow, that's just mind blowing. So yeah, I've been to school. Subjects are easy. We've had way too much work for the first 2 weeks of school. Like, honestly, way too much work. I just started high school. I'm in ninth grade. And the work's easy, you know, the work's easy, but like, why so much work at one time? You know, it's kind of heavy on me because I have way too much things to do. I took like a month to edit one video because I had like work and I was traveling and stuff like that. So it was kind of weird. And yeah, it's kind of weird. But yeah, I got through it, so it's fine. And yeah, so how have you guys been doing? I want to know. I want to know how you guys have been doing. I've been doing okay, surprisingly, because I normally have like breakdowns for no reason, but I've been doing awesome and I'm kind of happy. I'm really happy at the moment. I'm still having problems with my acne, but I kind of don't care about it anymore. Like, if it's there, it's there. So I kind of don't care about my acne, but I still want to get it fixed in a way so I can be more confident in a way. So yeah, that's how I've been doing. I haven't cried in a very long time, unless it's like for a movie, because I watched Fresh Prince and I watched the episode when he met his dad and then he left, and I cried. And every time I watch that, I cry, which is weird, but I watch Fresh Prince. I've been watching Fresh Prince for all of my life. And I've watched that episode probably 1,000 times in my life, and I cry every time because it's so touching, I guess. So like, you feel me? Like, go watch that on Netflix. Oh my. So yeah, today's topic, the topic of the day, is life as a shopaholic. If you don't know, I can shop for anything, anywhere, anytime, any place. I don't know if that made sense, but it just came out of my mouth and I'm not editing it out. But seriously, I have a problem which I don't think is fixable. I don't think it's death threatening. I don't think it's death threatening. I can't even get that word out, but I don't think it's death threatening. Am I even saying that word right? Threatening, threatening, threatening? I have no idea. Let me know. But I don't think it can cause me to die or anything. I don't think it is an addiction. It's definitely an addiction. And that's a problem for me, kind of, because I'm also 14 and I also don't make my own money yet. So I'm sorry for my parents that I always spend their money and buy everything that I want. Like, I don't need it, but I want it. So I'm gonna get it. And I think that's a problem for me. I think when I get my own money, I'll value that. I'm not gonna keep spending my money on clothes and shoes and stuff that I don't need. But I probably will not do that, and I probably will spend things that I don't need to spend. I may spend a lot of money on stuff that I don't need when I get my own money, because it's mine, kind of. Like, for my parents, I kind of pity it. I'm like, I don't need this, so I'm not going to get it. Sometimes I get nervous. I don't want to be like, hey, mommy, can you give me some money so I can buy this? Or, hey, daddy, can you give me some money so I can buy this? Like, it kind of is nerve-wracking. Like, sometimes I get scared to ask them for it, so I just don't ask. Like, even if it's something that I need, I'll be like, I'll wait the next 2 weeks, or I'll wait next month to ask to get this, or stuff like that. Unless it's, like, urgent, and I'm like, well, I kind of need it for tomorrow or need it for next week, so can I please get this and that and that? But if I don't need it and I know I don't need it, sometimes I pity them and I'm like, okay, I'll just put this off for this. And, you know, because I don't kind of like to ask for money. If, like, I'd rather just use my own if I have any. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of how I am. Like, even if my friends, like, literally my friends, a birthday gift is exceptional. But if they buy me a birthday gift, I want to buy them one, which is, it's fair. But, like, for instance, if we're at a movie or something and they buy me something, I have to either buy it back, or I'll either have to give them money, because I feel bad. I don't like when people buy me stuff, in a way. And I'm only 14, and it's kind of weird because I'm still a kid and people are supposed to buy stuff for me. But I don't like when people buy stuff for me, because, yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, okay, I get it, but, like, I have to buy this back, or it's going to make me feel bad or weird. So I don't like people spending money on me unless it's urgent and I don't have money. Or even in that case, if I don't have money and it has to be a close friend or my best friend that I will let buy me something, because honestly, for strangers or anything, no, that's a no for me. Like, no. It's just no. So, all right. Let me tell you why I shop. I shop because it helps me. It brings happiness. Honestly, it brings happiness. It helps with my sadness. It helps with my anxiety. It helps with literally anything. If I'm anxious, if I'm sad, if I'm mad, if I'm nervous. I can just shop. Like, I talked in the other episode about how I was in class and I had nothing to do, so I just shopped on Amazon. Like, wait, I gotta, wait, give me a sec. I wanna see. Yeah, it came out. Whoa. Oh, my nose is so itchy. But yeah, I talked about how in class I literally shopped because I was bored. Like, I had nothing to do, so it kind of counts. But I had nothing to do. The school day was basically over. Wait. School day was basically over. And I had literally, I was so bored. I couldn't talk to anyone because the class was so quiet. And I don't really talk in school. Well, I don't really talk in school unless I'm like outside with my friends in a different area and everything. So it's kind of, you know. But the reason behind my shopping is it kind of helps me with everything. Like, if I'm having a bad day, I kind of just, either if I'm just adding it to the cart, not actually like buying it, it kind of helps. Because I don't know, it's just like a distraction from everything for me. Like, how other people have different distractions. Like, I have probably 4 or 5 distractions in my life. That's TV, recording a podcast, my YouTube channel. I literally started my YouTube channel because of my I had kind of depression. I don't really talk about it, and I'm not going to talk about that until I'm like 18 or 16, because I don't really like my mom asking me why I was depressed, kind of. I don't like when people ask me that, so I don't really talk about it that much. But that's kind of where I, kind of why I started my YouTube channel, and I'm not going to get into that until I feel comfortable, and I guess my mom feels comfortable, because, honestly, I don't want to talk about it. Anyways, past that subject, in about 3 or 2 years, you'll get a story. So make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel and you'll stay notified on everything I post. So go do that. Thank you very much. Love you. Mwah. So that's kind of the reason behind everything. And first of all, I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm lost in my own words. What was I even talking about? First of all, but yeah, that's kind of what happened, I guess. That's all the straps. That's all my distractions: shopping, my podcast, YouTube, listening to music, sitting in a dark room, and dance. Of course, dance. I've been dancing from I was 2 years old. I know you guys are annoyed with me keep saying, I've been dancing since I was 2 years old. Like, yes, Skylar, we get it. We heard it from you a lot. But, like, it's kind of a distraction. It's kind of something that I love. So I literally talk about it for hours and hours and hours and hours. And I know some people are just like, shut up already. Like, you know? But sorry. Again, once again, I'm sorry for talking about it. But I don't care anyway. So that's kind of basically, there are my distractions, and especially shopping, because shopping just, I don't know, shopping is just the best. Shopping is the best, and I know, like, some people are like, oh, you shop too much, and I'm like, yeah, I know I shop too much, but I literally can't help it. I can't help it, honestly. But living the life of a shopaholic is kind of fun. I get new clothes, new genres of clothes, if that's even a thing. Genres of clothes. So, like, genre of movies, genre of music. I never heard, like, a genre of clothes, but I guess it's a thing, maybe. There's different type of fashion. So I guess that could be a thing. I don't know entirely, but it could be a thing, honestly. And yeah, but some people are like so judgmental, and they're like, oh, you shop so much. You shop too much. Oh, are you rich? And I'm like, can you please stop? Like, I can't help that I shop a lot. Like, even if if I was anxious or something, like, talking to you guys right now is kind of, it's helping me if I was anxious or sad or something. But, like, you can't be afraid to say, oh, I had a bad day or anything. To you guys are basically my therapist, because I'm like venting to you about different topics and stuff like that. And you guys listen, hopefully. I hope that you listen, but you guys listen and you listen to what I have to say, and it kind of helps you. I hope that it kind of helps you in a way and shows you different, I guess, stuff and the light in some stuff. I'm hoping that I'm a good influence sometimes, most of the time, all the time, but I don't really have a big fan base as yet. But anyways, pause for a second, and I just want to say thank you guys so much for 400 listeners on my podcast. I am beyond excited, beyond happy, and I can express the happiness, honestly, because it may not be a lot, but I'm a new podcaster, and I've only been doing this for basically 2 months, and it's four podcasts a month. So I'm kind of happy. Like, I am so happy. Thank you guys so much. I actually have 405, which is literally just five off, but I just want to say I love you guys. Thank you for all your support and mwah, honestly. And I hope you're doing well and make sure to stay safe even though everything's opening back up. And yeah, back on topic. So let me tell you my favorite shops. My favorite shops or okay, let me tell you, these are the best places to shop. Like, I'm not even kidding. The best places to shop. And I'm gonna tell you makeup, hair products, clothes and everything, perfume, everything, shoes. All right. Clothes, Urban Outfitters, first of all. Brandy Melville, first of all. Unif, period. You can find a lot of cute stuff on Amazon, and that's a fact. You just have to search streetwear clothes instead of like 90s fashion, because then it just old dresses just comes up. So search like streetwear fashion on Amazon. You can look on Instagram. Pinterest have like stores under it, like you can find an outfit and then the store will be right under it, and you can like literally buy the stuff, which is so awesome, and I love that. What else? Guest, yes, Guess for clothes. I get like my jeans and stuff from Guess, and then there's this place, I forgot the name. I shopped there like three times. I kind of love their clothes. Their clothes are awesome. I got like a lot of plaited pants from them and stuff, and I kind of love them. So I think that's kind of it. Oh, Old Navy. You can shop in Old Navy for jeans. They're literally the best. Like, I'm just listing the places that I shop. Because I only shop in like a few places. So, I know you're like, Skylar, that's not a few places. But I literally shop everywhere. Literally everywhere. I shop at H&M. H&M is the best. I love H&M. Forever 21. Okay, I think you get the idea. That's just a few shops listed. I don't really remember everything for clothes, but makeup, I just shop on Morphe.com. They ship to the USA, Canada. Not sure about the other places, but you can search it up. Go to Morphe.com. That's where I shop all of my makeup if I feel like I want to wear makeup for a day or anything. That is where I shop. Morphe.com. Morphe.com. Would you like me to spell it out for you? Morphe.com. Morphe.com. Period. And Ipsy, Ipsy. I get like monthly stuff from Ipsy. I actually got a package today. Wait, give me a sec. I'm gonna get the package. Is literally right on my vanity next to where I'm recording. So I'm gonna tell you guys what I got in my Ipsy package today. They give you like this cute bag with this stuff, so you can like have a bag to put the stuff in. for this month, I got liquid eyeliner. I got some polish mascara from Tarte. So fancy. I got a clay mask. And I got some cleansing foam for your face. I don't really mess with the face stuff from Ipsy or... Wait. That's so cool. I don't really mess with the face stuff because I don't want my face to break out or anything if I'm not familiar with the products. So I don't really use any face stuff from those from Ipsy. And yeah, for shoes, I shop at Converse, Vans, Doc Martens, Jordans. I get all of those from either the website, or I go into like Foot Locker, or you know, or I, what's the store name online? Wait, what's the store's name online for the Jordan ones? I don't remember the store name online for the Jordan ones, but just search Jordan ones on Google and the store will possibly pop up. And that's where you get Jordan 1s. I got my Jordan 1s. I only have one pair for now. But I got them from, where is it? Foot Locker, I think? Yeah, I got mine from Foot Locker. So, yeah. My polish. I have tons of polish. I either get them from Ipsy or Amazon. My beauty products, such as, like, hair stuff, Amazon, or your nearest beauty supply store. My lip gloss, beauty supply store, Amazon, the best, or Morphe, which is makeup. Please count how much times I say I'm in this podcast and let me know. I get my, what am I talking about? Oh, I get my perfumes and stuff from Bath and Body. So that's literally the only place I get my perfumes and stuff from. Or like Sephora, if they have like Versace perfume and stuff like that, that's kind of where I get them from. And that's basically all the coffee. Now, this is not a sponsor or anything. I literally talk about this in most of my YouTube videos because I love coffee and I drink coffee in most of my YouTube videos. But listen to me, ChamberlainCoffee.com is the best coffee I've had in my whole entire life. Emma Chamberlain, you really outdid yourself. And I'm a fan. I've been fans for years. But I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. If I didn't like it, I would say it's disgusting or I don't like it. But listen to me, Emma, you outdid yourself. You probably are not going to hear this, but listen to me. I love your coffee. I hope that you keep the originals when you bring some new stuff in, because I love the originals. But listen to me, I literally have like two big bags of Chamberlain coffee sitting on my desk. Like I have some brewed in the fridge, your refrigerator. Listen to me, that thing is the best coffee I've had in my entire life. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. I never lie to you guys. But the best thing I've had in my entire life. Would recommend, go get some on ChamberlainCoffee.com before she takes all the originals down. And they're out of stock because she's stocking up with some new products from ChamberlainCoffee.com. So I will suggest you go check it out right now. And thank you very much. That was not a sponsor. I'm getting no money off of that, but I thought I would talk about it because I love coffee and that's something that I'm going to share with you guys, and that's why I told you guys. But yeah, if you don't want to buy that, you can just get like regular coffee from the store and just use a typical coffee, sugar, almond milk, creamer, and some ice, and get a straw, a jar, and have your coffee. So yeah, that's where I get my coffee from, if anybody's wondering, because I don't know if I sipped any coffee or drink coffee in my podcast as yet, but that's what I did, and that's where I get it from, so, yes, sir. Okay, so listen to me. Let's have a talk. Let's talk about thrifting. Thrifting is the best thing in the entire world. Like, wait, do I have to burp? Delicious. Thrifting is the best thing in the entire world. And I'm not even joking. Like, thrifting has saved my life. And sorry, saved my money. I love thrifting. Okay? Before, I was kind of iffy about it. Because my ego was like big and it had to be filled with like expensive things. And I was such a brat. I was not a brat, first of all. It was just a joke. I was not a brat. I just liked expensive stuff and buying my clothes from like name brand places and stuff like that. And I didn't really know about thrifting because of where I'm from, we have no thrift stores anywhere and everything's expensive as hell. But listen to me. Thrifting has saved my life, has saved my closet from looking like junk and disgusting clothes. I'm just kidding. But thrifting has saved my life. Listen to me. I can go thrifting every day of the year if I have to. If someone paid me to not shop at regular stores and just to go thrifting for every day of my life, I would do that. Thrifting is just so nostalgic. Nostalgic. Listen to me, saying big words and don't even know what I'm saying. Nostalgic. I think it's whatever. So thrifting is so nostalgic because you can find like stuff from like 10 years ago, like a decade ago, 2 decades ago, 5 decades ago, and it's still nice, it's still in good shape, and it's awesome. Like the clothes from the old genre is so literally the best. Like I just watched Fresh Prince, and looking back at like the 90s clothes, I'm like, literally, like when I was younger, I thought it was just like regular. But now, like how I'm in the like 90s style streetwear, looking back at that, I'm like, what the hell? That is the most beautiful type of clothes in the entire world. Like I want to buy that and I want to wear that because it's so awesome. Like I can get all of my fashion inspos from Fresh Prince because it is a 90s show kind of, and I can literally look there and get all of my like clothes ideas from there because I kind of love the 90s is just so antique in a way. The 90s is just so beautiful and I love the clothes and everything. Can't believe my mom was born in that genre. Sorry, mommy. Love you. Just kidding, guys. I'm just kidding. But, wait, what? Okay, let me get off my phone. Give me a second. Do do do. That's elevator music. Do 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 do. Bars. I literally have bars. Yeah, you do have bars. I love hyping myself up. It's kind of fun. But, like, yeah, I can literally shop for clothes from Fresh Prince because it's so awesome in a way. So, like, yeah, thrifting, the only thing I don't get from there is shoes because I think it's nasty to put your foot in somebody else's shoes if they've had them for forever. Kind of don't like it. Kind of think it's disgusting. I'm scornful. Like, I don't even let people drink off of my straw or my cup or anything. If they eat off of my fork, I'm going to have to either get a new one or give them my food because I'm not going to eat it anymore.
Which is okay. I guess everybody has that thing about them. But yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't know when I get older and I have kids, how I'm going to deal with that. Maybe I'll be better with that because they're my own kids, I guess. But my boyfriend or husband, that's a no-no. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I need to do a future podcast. That just gave me an idea. Let me talk about the future of what I think the future has in store for Skylar, Taisha, Dean. And some people are like, "Oh, you're not 14." I'm like, "I'm 14, honey. 14, July 5th, 2006. Thank you very much." They're like, "But you look like 18 or 16." And I'm like, "Sister, no, I don't. If you saw me in person, I look like a little baby. I'm only 5'4", and everybody's taller than me." I literally saw one of my friends from dance today. She stopped coming to dance, and I saw her today, and I'm like, "How did you get taller than me?" She's like, "Wasn't I always taller than you?" I was like, "No, you were not. You're never taller than me. My head is like at her shoulders, like I stopped growing or something." I'm not gonna call her name on my podcast because I don't know if that's okay with her. I was like, "Bruh, you literally grew past me. Like, what's going on?" You know? Tough times. I'm gonna cry because I'm so short. But anyways, yeah, thrifting is literally the epitome. I don't even know what epitome is, but I'm just gonna say it anyway. Thrifting is literally the epitome of my life. I love thrifting. Please tell me if epitome made sense. Wait, I'm gonna search up. Hey Siri,
Hi there.
what that? Come on. What does epitome mean?
The definition of the word epitome is a standard or typical example. The word epitome has one other definition.
Okay, I think that's good. I think it's good. I think I used the right word in the right sentence, maybe. And see, I'm actually kind of smart. I'm kidding. I am very smart. But yeah, so thrifting is the love of my life. I can go thrifting every day of my life if I have to. Most of my clothes are now from me thrifting because I don't, like, it's kind of like so good in a way. Like, I can buy like 10 shirts for the price of one on a regular website. I can buy the same shirt for like $5. That would be on a website for like $20. And I can buy like a lot of jeans. And at a gas shop, I can buy one jeans for like $60. And I'm like, really? Like, I can just go to a thrift store and buy jeans for like $20. And it'll be awesome. Like, I got some plaid jeans. I got some baggy jeans. I got some, what is it called? Leather jeans and everything from that thrift store. Like, I literally live like 5 minutes away from a thrift store. I can literally walk there. But Skylar does not walk anywhere or catch buses because I'm afraid of people. Kind of. So I don't really like to be in like public by myself in a way, if that makes sense. So yeah. I think we should stop talking about thrifting now. But to sum it up, thrifting is my baby. Never give it up for anything. So happy I push my ego aside and my pride aside and stop thinking like a stupid person. Nobody's stupid, but I'm just saying. Start thinking like a smart person and I save money by thrifting or buying stuff on Amazon, because it really doesn't matter. Clothes is clothes. Nobody should judge you for what you have on your back. Clothes is just a piece of material and you are your whole self. So always remember that your clothes or where you get your clothes or what you wear does not matter once it makes you happy. And you're always beautiful, so don't let anybody tell you anything else. Thank you. Okay, I think I talked about this earlier in this podcast, but I'm going to tell you the best times to shop. Maybe I don't remember because I've been talking for like an hour or maybe like, yeah, it's basically, no, it's not an hour. I've been talking for like 40 minutes, 45 minutes. But yeah, my favorite time to shop, Labor Day, definitely. Black Friday. Oh my God, Black Friday, the best time to shop. Get everything for cheap. In the winter, because you can buy all your summer clothes for cheap because they're all on clearance, getting in like winter stuff. You can buy them and save them for next year, or you can wear them in the winter, but make sure to keep safe and so you don't get like frozen or frostbite, like some words I can't even get out of my mouth, frostbite or anything. So make sure to wear your winter coats and stuff like that so you don't freeze, and that's a period. That's my favorite time to shop. Labor Day, Black Friday. I love to shop when everything's on sale, when everything's on clearance. Listen to me, don't be ashamed to shop in the clearance rack, all right? Sometimes you can find bomb things in the clearance rack for cheap that you can turn into your own masterpiece if you have to like cut or do anything to the clothes. But don't be ashamed to shop in the sale rack or the clearance rack. Like, I went to Guess the other day and I shopped in like the clearance rack. I got two jeans for $30, and that's not normal in Guess. That is not normal at all. I went to the Guess shop. Two jeans, $30. Clearance rack. They were like $15 each. One was like $13, $10. And the other one was like $15. You know? Like, you can get the best deals in those places. Especially if you know that they have nice clothes and stuff like that. And that's why I love the clearance rack. So that's basically the best time to shop. Look in the clearance, look in the sale, look in the Labor Day, look on Labor Day, look on Black Friday, in the holidays. But I kind of hate, okay, so it's a love-hate relationship in the holidays, because in the holidays, you know, they crank up the prices because they're dumb and stupid. No, that's offensive and I'm sorry, but because people are like, oh, we get better deals in the holidays because like people need to buy gifts. So they're like, well, let's just crank up the price 10% or 50% more because they're going to buy it anyway. And that's why I hate shopping in the Christmas, but I do it anyway because I'm a last minute shopper and I shop like maybe 2 days before Christmas, 5 days before Christmas. Last year, I literally shopped the weekend before Christmas. And yeah, I'm a late shopper. I'm late for everything. Last minute for everything. If I have homework, like now, I'm kind of getting out of it. Like right now, listen to me. I'm last minute here, like right now. It's Monday night. It's 11:35. I have school in the morning and I'm recording a podcast because this podcast has to be up today, the day you see it, the day you listen to this podcast is the day it's supposed to be up, which is tomorrow for me, but today for you. And last minute again, yeah, I just push it to the side and I'm like, I'm gonna wait until later. I literally, today, I had the best sleep. I literally came home, laid in my bed, and I was like, oh no, I'm going to sleep. And I woke up at like 7 and I had so many messages on my phone. And I'm like, do you guys love me or something? Like, why do I have so many messages and stuff? Did you guys think I was dead or something? Like, you don't text me on a normal. Why when I go to sleep, you want to text me? Like, nobody texts me when I'm awake or calls me. But when I'm sleeping or doing something important, my phone's blowing up, you know? Which is, I hate it because normally I'm bored, but when I get to sleep and doing something productive, like closing my eyes and sleeping my bleep away, sound is so weird. Bleep, 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 bleep. I need a bad bleep. Addison Rae, assuredly the baddest. Period. LOL. But yeah, sleeping myself away, people decide to call me and text me, and that's not fair. But those are the best times to shop, and you can shop on a regular, but make sure to check the clearance first. And first of all, I shop on Depop. I forgot to mention that. Depop is basically a thrifting site that downloaded onto your phone. You can find the best clothes ever. Celebrities shop on Depop and everything because they have the best clothes and they have everything for cheap. Like, there was a jacket that I loved. I didn't get it because before I decide, because literally on Depop, like, I procrastinate. I'm like, do I want to get this right now? Should I spend this money right now? Because you do have to pay for, like, shipping, too. So I'm like, do I want to do this right now? Do I want... And I was procrastinating, and I needed that shirt. And the next day, I went to, like, buy it. I'm like, okay, it's... I'm done procrastinating. Let me just get it. It was gone. I texted the person. I'm like, oh my gosh, do you have a next shirt? Do you know where I can get it from? No, enter back. And I'm kind of mad about it. I'm kind of mad about it because I can't get that shirt anymore because I don't know who sells it because it's not sold in stores anymore. And I'm kind of mad about it. Kind of very mad about it because I wanted that shirt. It goes with the pants that I bought from a thrift store. And I need that pant. I mean, I need that shirt. So if you have like a lime green shirt and you want to sell it to me. Please, I'm begging you. Thank you. Mwah. Okay, so, okay. Online shopping versus in-store shopping. Wait, I got to burp again. Oh my god, why am I belching so much? I know my mom's trying to sleep and she's like, Skylar, shut up, because the walls, we just moved. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys, I just moved into a new house. Woohoo! The walls in this house are kind of thin, so you can literally hear straight through the room. So I know they're hearing me talk, and they're trying to sleep. I can hear them snoring, which I hate because I hate snoring. I hate snoring with a passion. When I get older, I told my mom, if my husband snores, I'm going to stuff his mouth with a sock or kick him out the bed or go sleep in the front room or basement or something. I hate snoring, and it's annoying. I hate snoring. Like, I cannot sleep with a snore. My grandma, she got sick, and because her nose was like stuffed up, she would snore, and she slept with me because literally my grandma's the only person I let sleep in my bed, and my best friend, because we had to like share a bed because I only had like one bed. So my grandma, and my grandma was sick and she was stuffy, so she would snore in the night and I kind of hated it. I couldn't sleep and I kind of just got up and left my own bed and I slept in the front room couch because I couldn't take the snoring at all, which was the couch was like sleepable. I love the couch, but I just can't do with snoring, and that's something that I don't know. I don't snore. I'm a silent sleeper. I'm a silent sleeper. I sleep like this. You hear that? Exactly. Do you hear anything? No, right? That's exactly how I sleep. And yeah, I can't deal with snoring. can't deal with snoring. Now let's get back to the episode. I think this episode is basically me talking about the topic, but then when I get on something that is related to the topic, but still not related to the topic, I just venture off into something different and just talk about anything that I want. And kind of weird, but whatever. I should name this talking about anything for whatever minutes instead of life as a shopaholic episode. But whatever, online shopping versus in-store shopping. I prefer online shopping because I get to take my time and I get to buy what I want to buy without like going in the stores and rushing looking for what I want, because my mom's like a fast shopper. Once she finds like six things she like or five things, she's like, well, let's go. And I'm like, I didn't even pick up one thing. Like, she's a fast shopper. She can find stuff in a minute of time and I'm there just browsing and looking. So I prefer online shopping because everything's laid out in front of me and everything's just beautiful online and everything is just so easy to buy and get. I don't have to wait on lines, anything. That's the beauty of online shopping. I can literally be taking a poop on the toilet and I can online shop. Like, I can't do that in the stores because I have to be physically walking around, touching stuff, looking for the clothes that I want, which I kind of hate unless I'm going on like a shopping spree or anything or something fun. So yeah, why I don't like really in shopping is because, first of all, I can't take my time to do what I want to do. Like, I can't take my time to search. I'll be in the stores for like 5 hours just searching, because I like, when I go in stores, I like to, like, if I go on like a shopping spree or I have a lot of money and I want to go shopping, I literally just walk around the store and take my time. I'll literally spend like 10 hours in a store trying to find stuff that I like. So I hate that about indoor shopping. That's what I hate about shopping, like going in stores. Next, I hate waiting in lines, and I hate like the Karens out there. Why are you skipping the line? Oh, I didn't. Oh, ma'am, I did not skip the line. Yes, you did. You just touched me. I'm calling security. Like, I don't like to meet Karens out. I never met a Karen, but based on videos, I'm afraid to meet one ever in life because I have short of patience and I have a bad temper. So I kind of, online is best for me, basically. And that's basically why I like online shopping better. I don't have to, yeah, and plus, like, in shopping, I hate when I go to, like, a expensive shop, and I have on, like, a hoodie and jeans, and everybody's looking at me weirdly, and I'm like, oh, I'm just trying to be comfortable. Like, everybody's so judgmental when you go into, like, an expensive shop, and you have on, like, jeans and a hoodie, or sweats and a hoodie, and some Jordans, or, like, Air Forces, whatever. But that's why I love in online shopping. I mean, that's why I love online shopping. It's the best type of shopping. I feel like I should shop now. Just I have some money. I think I should go shopping online, but I'm not gonna do that. And I'm trying to learn how to save, so I'm not gonna do that. And plus, I'm feeling pretty good because I'm recording a podcast right now. So there's no reason for me to shop, even though I'm probably still going to do it when I finish this podcast anyway. But that's that. So yeah, let me know what you choose. Let me know what is your favorite, online shopping or in-store shopping. And yeah, let me know. Okay, so... Ow. Shoe shopping. Talk about kind of shoe shopping in a way. Probably I talked about this, like I gave you the stores, but like shoe shopping is, I think shoe shopping is the easiest thing ever because depends on the brand also, because like I'm a 9 and I'm actually a 9 and a 9.5 and a 10 in like different pairs of shoes, because either it's too big or it's too small, or I'm an 8.5 in like Doc Martens or something. Like, if I want to buy a pair of Doc Martens, I rather go in stores than online to buy them, because I kind of don't know which size is going to fit me. So like, in store for shoes is, I think, better for me, but like, online for clothes is better for me. So in store is better for shoes and online is better for clothes for me, because I kind of know my clothes size and everything. But for shoes, they come in different sizes, different shapes, and different forms. So you got to know how it feels on your foot. And if it's online, I think it'll be way more complicated for me to send the shoe back and get another one. And I can just like go in the stores and they'll have a shoe that I can try on, different shoes, and they'll fit. And I can get them right away. But yeah, I think that's kind of better. And shoe shopping, I think it's more easy, kind of easy, but kind of hard, like in store, because I can just, hey, Linda, this is the shoe I want. Do you have this in this size, this size? And they'll be like, oh, I'll be right back. I'm going to check. They bring it back. They say, would you like to try it on? If I know that it's a shoe that I know the size of, I'm going to be like, no, I'll just meet you at the cash register, you know? And I'm making up names here. So if you name Linda, hi Linda. So yeah, kind of fun, kind of quirky, kind of excitement for shoe shopping. I love shoes. Shoes are the best. I just got rid of some, and I went through a shopping phase where I would only buy Vans and Crocs. Like, they are the only shoes that I would wear, Vans and Crocs, and I have a ton of them, and I got rid of some of them, and I'm trying to get my shoe game back, because I had Jordans and stuff, and then I got small, and they're either like big and I didn't want them anymore because they looked like my foot, they made my foot look like a men's size, because, oh yeah, I buy men's shoes, okay? Like, shoes and clothes doesn't have a gender. I don't know why they have them as man section, boy, girl, that. Like, it doesn't matter. Shoes and clothes doesn't have a gender. But whatever, it's the world. So, I guess, I don't know. So I wear, like, sometimes, like, if they don't have the size that I need in women's, I would be like, do you have this size in a men's shoe? And they're like, oh yeah, I'll be right back. Let me go get it for you. And it fits. And I'm like, I'm definitely getting this. So yeah, I buy men's shoes. I buy women's shoes. I buy any shoe that fits my foot and I like it. Like, it doesn't really matter. I don't care if it's a roof shoe. I don't care if it's like a house shoe. Once it fits me, I'll wear it. Period. And yeah, so my shoe game right now is basically Jordans, Converse, Doc Martens, and that's, I think, yeah, that's kind of it. I have a lot of Doc Martens. I love me some Converse. I'm trying to get back in my Converse game. I have a lot of Vans still. I have a little bit of Crocs. And yeah, one thing I hate is slippers. I have a lot of slippers. I have like Gucci slippers. I have like where did I get Versace from? I have like Tom Burke something. I don't remember the name. I have like a lot of name brand slippers, but I don't really wear them. Like, yeah, I don't really wear them because slippers are not my thing. My toes are literally the beautifulest ever, but I don't wear slippers because I don't know why. I just kind of don't like slippers, and I'm more of a tennis girl. I've always been like a tennis girl, and in elementary, they were like, they would think I was like a tomboy or something because I would not dress like all the pretty girls would. Like, I would not dress as in dresses or anything. I was always the girl in like jeans and tennis shoes and jackets and stuff like that. And it was not a phase at all, because I'm still like that. Like, yeah, I like to be girly and pretty and stuff like that, but tennis is more my vibes, and especially with my sense of style and my stupidity of my humor, I kind of love how I dress, and I kind of love how when I was younger, I had that sense of style built in my head. So, like, I'm not all about heels and everything, but I'm also not all about tennis and everything. Like, if I have to get pretty up and stuff, I would. Like, it's not something where I only wear jeans and stuff. If I was, like, at a dinner or something, I would wear a nice, cute dress with, you know. So, yeah. We have one more thing to talk about, and then it's coming to an end. Oh, what time is it now? It's like 12 o'clock, is it? Yes, it is. It's 12 o'clock. I started at basically 11, so it was like an hour ago. But last thing we're going to talk about is quarantine shopping. Let's get the upbeat right now. So quarantine shopping has been kind of not a struggle at all, because it's something that I do all the time, which is online shopping. And I think it's been easy for me. Things just come right to my door. Loving it. But what I've hated was the shipment delay. Like, if I needed it for Sunday, I'd be like, oh, it's coming Tuesday. And I'm like, what in the world? Like, what am I going to do now? Then I'd have to go in stores and try to find something to wear for Sunday, because they have a delay on the shipping because of Corona and all this stuff. So that's what I hated about quarantine shopping. Now it's kind of better. If I overnight something, it's going to come right away. Or if they give me a date, it's going to come earlier, or the day that they said it was going to come. So I'm kind of happy that everything's kind of working out and everything is going back to normal. But I know masks is going to have to be our normal. Kind of hate masks, but safety's first. Your health comes first. Remember that, guys. Your health, your mental health, physical health, everything health related comes first. Don't care what the matter is, what the problem is. Your health comes first. If you have to do anything to keep you healthy, then go for it and do it, because your health matters. So, yeah. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to this episode on XO with Scarlett Taisha. I do not know if this is going to be the last episode. I'm going to let you guys know with like a little bonus thingy maybe later on in the week, and tell you if this is going to be the last episode. So keep watch out for that. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for supporting me. Thank you for 405 listeners. I love you guys so much. Make sure to subscribe to my podcast at Exhale with Scarlett Taisha, EXHALE with WITH, Scarlett Taisha, SKYLARTYESHA. And yeah, I love you guys. You can find it on every single podcast platform. Exciting news, Amazon just brought out a podcast place, like a podcast type of thing on like app on Amazon Music and library, and my podcast was updated and got on Amazon Music. So if you want to go there and check out my podcast, make sure to give it your review, your ratings, any reviews in the comments. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, every single podcast platform, Castbox, everything. Literally everything. If it's not on the thing that you want it to be on, just give me a shout out in my inbox. just give me a shout out on messages on Anchor or anything, and just let me know what you like and what you where you want it to be, and maybe it's gonna be there. So yeah, thank you guys so much for the love and support, and make sure to stay safe. If you're back to school, just know that everything will get better. Make sure you keep up with your homework and your classwork, and being mean is not fun, so make sure to continue to be nice, or be nice. Don't change yourself for anybody, and always stay positive. And once again, love you guys. Bye.